Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Our lube combined, we are kinky and the geek.
Our lube combined?
Well, yeah, because we don't really have powers.
I have magic powers. I have superhero powers.
Do you?
Yeah, my superhero powers are making people talk about sex. Encouraging people to talk about sex.
Maybe encouraging.
That's my superpower.
That's not really a superpower.
Sure it is.
No, it's not. That's called liquor.
No.
That's called shots of Jameson.
No, I don't even have to give them liquor. They just like to talk to me about sex.
Usually because they want you to stick things into them.
That is my superpower.
I don't know if it's a superpower, but it might be. It's a talent. It's not really a superpower. You're more like a horny Batman. You're not. Yeah. You weren't given a magic ring.
No,
I'm
just saying we all have a suit. If we all have a superpower, that's mine.
That's not a superpower. That's a talent. You can train.
No, you're just wrong. I like thinking of it as a superpower. So bite me. Hey guys, I'm Kinky. Flesh Fine.
And this is Mighty Bill giving you shit.
Yeah, and
Oh, also known as a geek. And if you really haven't figured that out yet, you haven't been listening long
enough.
Right,
yeah. We should just skip that whole... Yeah.
Well, no, we should intro. We should always intro.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
But we can still give our listener shit.
Yeah.
Everybody else seems to give their listener shit. We might as well join the bandwagon, although
we love
them. Actually,
you know, we've got some kick-ass listeners. We really do.
We do.
You know, I told you, my friend, and again, I'm not going to say his name on air, but he posted a picture that was his main profile picture on FetLife, and it was him wearing earphones, and it said, listening to Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah.
And he said something about his sounds. Is that sound of mind or like sounding the depths? So, yeah, I love that man. He's great.
And here's our obligatory mentions of sounds.
Right. Yeah. Every episode we must
at
mention
least say
sounds.
Or just randomly say sounds. kind of like when you're playing. Yeah, kind of like when you're playing.
Like Phantom with pants.
No, I was thinking more like when you're playing Mortal Kombat and the little guy pops up on the side going, Toasty! Sounds! See, there's your funny voice for the podcast.
Excellent. Thank you. I got an accent. Right on.
Oh, I wouldn't say an accent. It's more of a funny voice.
Oh, God. Whatever. You just can argue with like every fucking thing I say.
Yes.
Well, stop. Chill. This is not Chuck versus Mel. Relax. We like each other, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah. No, I actually have a picture, and it came out completely... it came out like that little toasty guy. It was taking pictures of our friends at a Mexican restaurant for somebody's birthday, and one guy, because of the way the table was set up, he's got his head up like this in the corner of the picture, and he's got this big grin, and he looks like the toasty guy.
Nice. Excellent.
You're supposed to be able to do something with that, too.
I don't know. I never really played that much Mortal Kombat.
It had something to do with the portal thing. If he pops up and you do something else when you win, you actually go into the portal and you take out, I think it was... It was either Smoke or Lizard or something like that, or Reptile. It was before one of those two showed up into the game. That was the secret way to get to their portal.
Oh, cool.
So.
Very cool. Cool. So, tell us what you did this weekend.
Masturbated. No, wait, no. That was...
That's what you do every weekend, yes. Bill. Come on. Yeah, I didn't, but I'll tell a separate story about that.
No, this weekend was Kinky Prom, which was a blast. It's basically a prom that was put on by Southeast Leatherfest. Mm-hmm. Whippersnappers and Frolicon.
Right.
Although with Whippersnappers, I'm too old to go now.
I know.
Because it's under 40.
I thought it was 35.
35, 40. It doesn't matter. I'm too old to go.
Well, I think I'm too old to go now, too.
Yeah.
Which so. I don't care, because playing with a bunch of kids just doesn't sound like much fun. There's only one kid that I like.
Yeah, so we all know who that is.
Yeah, Cooper. Although, having seen Aston Chee's photo, wow. Yeah. And he's a youngin', too.
Yep.
So, he's all awfully cute. To me. Yeah. I don't go for younger men. I swear I don't.
You're sure?
God damn it, I keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, Cooper. So I don't know. I'm not.
Cougar.
I am not.
Cougar.
Mm-mm. So, all right. So, you guys had a good time.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Yeah. They actually had a photographer set up to where you got a, you could get your prom pictures done. You could do the standard prom. They had the sit down. They even had a spanking bench if you wanted
nice,
to use it.
Nice.
A whole bunch of other things.
And your pictures were great. They're up on FetLife.
Yes, a few of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were really good.
Yeah, they came out great. And we hadn't had anything professionally done.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's really nice. And we can use like the prom pictures right. to, you know.
Right.
If someone wants like the professional.
And you guys look sharp too. You guys look
I always
super
look sharp.
Sharp.
What are you talking
you
about?
You do. You're a very, very stylish man.
That's me.
Yeah. And Ruka's dress was beautiful and yeah. you guys looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great. Got to see Amber. Amber was like she was on the show. She DJ'd. She was in her
cool.
little goddess dress.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Floor like I shouldn't say little goddess dress. Uh-huh. It was a floor length. Guys, I need to learn to enunciate.
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 Excellent.
Enunciate every syllable.
Uh-huh.
What was it? Sound like this when you shill for Dos Equis beer. I need this beer more than you need this beer, but if you drink this beer, I will get you fucked up as it gets me fucked up. I messed that up. Sorry. Robin Williams talking about going to Juilliard and learning how to speak like Richard Burton for Dos Equis
okay.
beer.
Okay.
I need this beer more than you need this beer. But if you drink this beer, it will fuck you up as much as it fucks up me.
So, excellent.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's another accent.
Yeah, there you go.
We're up to two.
Yeah, so, and it's okay. I got to tell this story because Amber actually comes into this. Okay, so we get there. I'm always really not real sure about going up and saying hey to if I know someone, especially if they're DJing, how much I can interact with
them. Yeah, because you don't want to.
Yeah, like, and I know other people were going up and interacting with her, but we just kind of sat back and we're talking. Four legs of Kiara.
Uh-huh.
So we get there, and she's wearing this nice little cocktail dress with her leather corset, so of course the boobies are up to her chin.
Excellent.
And Mike's got this really cool, like, dark purple velvet-ish jacket with paisley. So it's like a darker paisley on it.
Nice.
Kind of looks like it should be kind of like that funky wallpaper. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
but it's cool. It's and he's wearing a black tuxedo shirt and bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when we first walk up, I'm thinking maybe he's doing like I am, wearing the leather kilt.
Right.
No.
Here's the story that I've been waiting for all fucking night because you would not tell me at dinner.
I wanted to do this fresh.
Yeah.
Get to where the table is.
Uh-huh.
And Mike's not wearing pants.
He's just got the jacket and the shirt.
The shirt and boxer shorts and a strap-on.
Okay.
With a big flesh-colored veiny fake cock sticking out of it.
I like four legs.
Well, he's done this before. Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, Frolicon last year.
So that would be the fifth leg.
Yes.
Nice.
He had a outfit for Frolicon we were calling the Steampunk Chippendales.
Uh-huh.
Which was basically he was wearing like brown trouser pants, kind of looking something like the Old West Victorian type thing.
Okay.
Suspenders,
uh-huh.
white gloves, a bow tie, and his bowler hat.
Okay.
With the cock sticking out from the zipper.
I love that.
Which was hilarious because he's wearing that as we're in the front row of the of the costume contest, and the judges, who happened to be a steampunk band, something Contraptions, I can't remember.
Okay, it sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. They're actually going to be playing an Akrocon.
Okay.
They are, several members of the band are the judges, and they keep looking at him going, why aren't you up here for the costume contest? Uh-huh, and he keeps going, but I'm not in a costume!
This is just me.
Yeah, it was just something silly he was wearing, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's wearing that. So at one point, Amber does come over and she hugs us and mm-hmm. basically says that we can use her at any time for the cast.
For the cast.
Of course, I had to bite my lip because the minute she said, you can use me, you can use me anytime, of course, my mind went, yes.
Squeeze.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's where
She's Aruka's, gorgeous, man. Her pictures. Yeah,
and that's where Aruka's mind went, because Aruka's got a tiny little crush on on Amber.
Aww. Oh, she is crush-worthy, for sure.
Yes, very much
for
so.
For sure. Yeah, we'll have to tell her to listen to this up.
Yeah. As Alicia dies of embarrassment.
Well, okay, you know, it's Valentine's Day. It's the time to reveal crushes.
Yeah, I guess so.
And here we are. Yeah. We're just perpetuating the love.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Pass the love on, passing much like on herpes. The
love. You know, herpes. Yeah, herpes, what have you.
Love, yes.
Yeah, what have you.
Syphilis.
Yeah.
Genital warts. Yeah. Whatever works for you.
Whatever.
Crabs. But no, she comes over and she's doing this. She has to go over to Mike, because where we're sitting, we're off to, like, if you walk into the place, she's in the middle or the back of the place, and basically in the middle on a riser, sitting at her table doing her DJing stuff. They have like a little stage set up, because they were doing King and Queen of the Prom, and Frolicon was actually doing some kind of best dress type thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
I forget. Fastanisha. That's it. Mr. and Mrs. Fastanisha. Uh-huh. Fastanisha.
Fashionista.
Fastanisha. Yeah, I can't speak today.
I know, right?
No enunciation for me.
It's all the crack we smoked before the podcast.
Yeah. And we're off to, I guess, you know, her right side.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in her line of sight, and she can see under the table.
Mm-hmm.
And she can see the cock hanging there. And she's telling it, because, hey, you're distracting me. Like, every time I look over, it's like, find a song track cock. Find a song track cock.
She didn't have to keep looking.
Well, it is one of those things where you just can't. It's going to catch your eye no matter how many times
like
you see it.
Like if you move around the room, does it follow you?
It probably does. That's probably because Mike's
it's
going.
Still staring at me.
Mike's sitting there flapping it at you.
Nice.
He did that first time he did it. We went. It was at the Crack Hotel Phantasm, and he had gotten himself a kilt and a strap on. It was like one of his lesbian friends.
Uh-huh.
Broken vibrator,
uh-huh,
like
nice.
One of those purple jelly type ones, and he wore that thing all weekend, and he would just be sitting there mindlessly just flapping it.
You know, it's so funny, because I was thinking about, had I gone to Kinky Prom, what would I have worn? And I was like, you know what would have been funny? And I was thinking, okay, a black dress, right, something kind of like filmy and you know, flowy, with a big strap on, so it's like, just I've got like a nice tent in the front.
Well, considering
I
some of the
would have been funny.
Some of the stuff that was worn at Kinky Prom, it was a gambit of stuff. You had everything from the people in their formals and their suits. There were a couple of guys in their military uniforms. They had a guy that won for the Prom King.
Okay.
Was in his Class A Marine dress uniform.
Yeah,
there are
a lot of military kingsters locally.
Yeah. Well, plus it's also the uniform fetish.
Oh, right.
Yeah. There was one very butch,
yummy.
Basically wearing
yummy.
Very tight camo.
Oh.
To wear. It was also like not quite a corset, but kind of looked like a cross between a camo shirt and corset.
Okay.
Like laced up the front and squished down and
okay.
Yeah, and yeah.
Rare.
In fact, they had one of the people
about lesbians and camo. I swear I've still got some pretty brilliant camo pieces.
Right. In fact, there was one particular This was their first first event as a boy.
Okay, nice.
So, cool. That was because they asked, they wanted like something interesting about you when they mm-hmm. pulled you up on stage. Yeah, and they said okay. that it was their first event as a boy.
Oh, sweet.
Very cool. But yeah, and then they had like the woman who was the photographer
mm-hmm.
was wearing a black leather corset with the boobs overflowing to where she had like ribbons on her nipples.
Ooh.
And a see through like black. A skirt with mm-hmm. panties, you know, with the black panties on underneath. Oh, nice. Yeah, so
nice.
You get all that kind of stuff.
Very cool. Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things I want to do one of these years. You know, and actually, I think I had thought about it last year. I didn't go for some reason. I don't think I was really seeing anyone seriously last year.
Right.
And then, you know, this year, you know, there's distance, so, yeah.
Right. Well, you still, I mean, I know you were also saving up to go out, but, yeah, everybody wanted you there, in fact.
Amber
was looking for you, yeah.
That's sweet. I totally can't wait to meet her.
She wanted to meet you,
yeah. Yeah, I totally can't wait to meet her. She's adorable.
And when I told her, she was like, when I told her you didn't want to come stag, she was like, she could have come. I'm alone. She could have been my date.
Well, she would have been DJing, though, too.
Yeah, still. But, so, yeah. I think you would have had fun anyway.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm having great luck with women lately. And I don't know why, because in all of my years as a lesbian, I never had shit for luck with women. I had to struggle. Women are mystifying to me just as much as they are to any man.
Right.
And I'm just getting a lot of girly attention lately, which is cool. I mean, I'm all for it. You know, I mean, I'm spoken for, but, you know, I'm digging it.
Well, yeah. I mean, getting flirted with anyway.
Yeah.
No matter what, you know, nothing's going to come of it.
But, right. Yeah, it's always a good thing.
You know, when the hot girl at my job once, when we were talking about pictures on Facebook and saying that I am a handsome man.
You are a handsome man.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Damn straight.
See, that's part of the whole. I don't know if I've said that about the whole.
Yeah, you're going to stop being so.
No, I'm not going to talk about it on the cast. I'm going to stop being the whole self-conscious, self-deprecating.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it last time.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't heard last cast yet.
Well, and that's
yet,
good, because you shouldn't be. Confidence is sexy. Confidence will get you laid.
Right.
And I am living proof of that. So that's good. I think more people should just make a decision
to be confident. I'm making damn sure I don't let Alicia get away with it either.
Don't let anyone get away with it. Ever. I mean, we all have our unique things that we have to offer. And I mean, there are so many people in this world who are just dying to tear you down. You know, why would you add to that?
Right.
Why would you allow
that? I know. It's just, it's weird that way. I guess it's just the whole, you know, I'm trying to think. I'm not really sure where, because I guess a lot of that happens to also be, I had such a, my dating life has always been horrible. I mean, mm-hmm. I think I had one girlfriend mm-hmm. in high school. Really seriously dating or laid until, this is the one that's actually made me do this. I have a little girl that I've met online mm-hmm. and have been talking to, and I got her on FetLife. And she's basically not thinking she's sexy.
Wow, really?
Yes.
That's the 18... Wow.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, she's adorable.
Yes.
Oh, she's so cute. Okay, I'm going to go back and look at her profile. see, that's the thing. Like, there are so many people with just such shitty self-esteem. It makes me sad.
And
here's the reason why... Like, I was there, 2 years ago. Like, my marriage sucked. I was miserable. I was unhappy. I felt like shit. I felt, completely unfuckable. And I had to fight my way out of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, if I can fight my way out of that, anyone can. And it makes me so sad when people just can't see how sexy they are. It's just very sad to me.
Right. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've kind of decided to stop doing it.
Yeah, totally. It does have to be usually a conscious decision that you make.
Right. And the fact that I have been getting a lot of...
Attention.
I mean, between you and, of course, Aruka.
Yeah.
And...
Well, because you're a fucking sexy man. Like, we don't say it because, you know, we're just trying to butter you up. We're saying it because it's true.
Right. Of course it is.
Yeah. Damn right. Well, and...
But when you get in, like you said, with your... You know, going through your whole thing, I went through a 6-year period where I couldn't get a date in a woman's prison with a fistful of pardons. And
I can't imagine why.
Area of town I was in.
Well, I mean, were you shy? Did you try?
Yeah, I did get a couple of dates. Mm-hmm. I did have, but they both ended up, I think one ended in a hug, the other one got out of the car just saying goodnight.
Oh, nice. She's a winner.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just one of those things. I don't know. I think a lot of it also, like I said, also has to do with the area of town I was in and the type of women that were available in that area of town. Because I was living in the area between Lawrenceville and Athens. The Winder, Bethlehem, Auburn area.
Yeah.
And I am so not that area, because the area, you're either redneck or metalhead. And I'm not really either. I'm a geeky punk.
Right.
Or, kinky industrial guy.
Hey, weren't we just talking about labels? last week.
Well, I mean, but a lot of, I'm just saying what's going on. Yeah. If I had to label myself by my music or something like that, geek. I mean, I geek is my label, because I am, and I wear that.
I am
the kinky geek.
Of Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah. But I'm just saying geek in general. I mean, before I had a podcast that the slap.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it's your name now.
Even. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I fly that kinky geeky flag high now.
Right, right.
But it just doesn't fit in the area I was in. Yeah. Although I did find some people after the 6-year, to end the drought, but.
Yeah.
Once you get rolling again, that's usually, it is. But when you're in the midst of a 6-year, 6-year drought, 2-year, and even when you do ask people out.
Right.
And they, you've made yourself the nice little friend hole somewhere. Right, yeah
I hate that. Yeah.
And so.
So, are you going to ask me how my weekend is? Because, again.
Well, that's because we got off on a tangent from the weekend thing.
We always do that, and then I never get to talk about my weekend, because something interesting happened this weekend.
Okay. How was your weekend?
The weekend was okay. I've been working. Yes. I've been working really hard, because I'm trying to cram all my work week into the first, 3 days of the week, and the week starts on Sunday.
Right.
So I've been working my ass off, basically.
Yes, because you are heading out of town.
Exactly, to go see Phantom.
Maybe.
And don't stop saying that.
I did not. That's the first time I've said maybe.
No, he said it too. Everybody's saying it. It's like, no, just fucking positive fucking attitude, please. But so Sunday, and I was going to say that just I was doing this, and then he chimed up on Twitter and basically pointed at himself to say that he's doing it too. I told him, okay, Sunday was his last day to masturbate until we saw each other.
Right.
And then I was going to do it as well.
Right.
Because that would make it more intense when we finally got together and... Everything would be all sensitive and swollen and,
right.
Luscious and drippy.
Mama needs to get laid.
Mama needs cock so bad. Mama has had cock one time in the interim, and that was great, but it's not,
Right.
Mama's used to getting more than she's getting. So my thought was, denial, it'll be hot, we'll be all randy and ready to go, we'll just, fucking tear into each other.
Right.
So, yeah, I said something about Twitter because I was just randy as fuck yesterday. Yeah, because, when you know that you're doing it and you're doing it consciously, boom, fantasy after fantasy after fantasy after fantasy. I had sex slings. I had fisting. I had queening. I mean, just like everything that I have wanted to try. Rim jobs. Just every last dirty thing that I love that, you know, makes me come. Just rolling through my head. And, so I mentioned on Twitter that it's not going so well. I just said, you know, something vague. Not pointing to
him,
you know.
And you were even vague on kind of what you were doing.
I said that I was doing a little self denial experiment, and it wasn't going well.
Right,
those were my words.
I mean, you could chime from that about you know.
Right. But you could infer that I meant that I wasn't masturbating. Well, so he chimes in with, well, at least you don't have the temptation. You can at least hide your tools. And I'm like, dude, you just fucking pointed at yourself. So every time I try to cover up and I try to not say anything about him, because people listen to this that know him.
Yeah.
He turns around and tells everybody exactly what he told a bunch of people that I sounded him. He told a bunch of people, you know, hey, baby, it's all out there. Get over it.
I have a feeling part of the sounding thing was also to see if he could make people cringe, and maybe at least one person in general cry.
Yeah.
and it
upset her.
Yes.
it upset her. But, you know, his explanation for that was, dude, if you have that done, that's like bragging rights.
Right.
And fair enough. Yeah.
Right.
Fair enough. But you know, and then somebody described it. Oh, it's the guy that I was talking about, our friend on FetLife, who left a comment on our blog. Thank you for leaving a comment on our blog. We love you. Who he was saying that he heard it described as a reverse orgasm. An orgasm going inside instead of coming out. And that would account for the happy smiles and the eyes rolling back in the head. It's hard to envision. You're making faces.
Yeah, that's it. I'm trying to think how that makes it any better. It's like something going back into your body that normally is supposed to come out.
It's, well, it's like the same sensations, just back going in a different direction.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't come in a very long time. Well, for me, because I masturbate like a dirty little monkey.
Right.
And
along with the poo flinging, it's not good. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then
usually swinging.
Right.
And there are usually children outside the window.
Right.
Eating ice cream.
Scratch my ass and then smell my hands.
Yeah.
Smell my fingers. You know, things like that. As one does.
As one, yes. As a monkey usually tends to do.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's how my fucking week has been. But I'm doing okay with it, I swear.
Yeah, it sounds like that, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been kind of hairy.
Although you did have something Saturday that was kind of a taste of something.
What did I do on Saturday?
That would have been the staff party. Or staff meeting.
Okay, see, I don't even remember what I do from week to week, seriously. Because I've been working, honestly, so hard since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went with Aruka to the Frolicon staff party.
Right.
Shall I say why?
Until we know 100%, we were there doing something, trying to, Aruka's there because she's actually on staff.
Right, and she was there trying to promote the podcast in a unique way.
Right, and getting,
that's all
yeah.
I'll say. And demo CDs were given.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. I saw an old friend there, which is really cool. We kind of had a falling out, or I perceived that we had a falling out.
Right.
When I was with my ex that you met.
Yeah.
Because she used to sing with him, and then I wrote her a letter talking about how tough it was, you know, kind of being with somebody who is so heavy in the scene and kind of the pressures and everything, and she never wrote back. I thought she was pissed off, and then a few days later, she blocked me on her Twitter. Well, she actually just had a bunch of other shit going on.
Right.
So I was like, fine, fuck you. I unfriended her on everything. My perception was that she was saying, hey, fuck you.
Right.
So I kind of said, fuck you back. So anyways, she's a lovely human being. And I was such an asshole. I wasn't an asshole. I just you know.
You were going through your shit, she was going through her,
right.
And it crossed in a way that wasn't really crossing.
Exactly. So I got to talk to her and her daddy, which is, they're fun. They're a really cool couple. So that was fun. They're getting ready to go on a cruise for Valentine's Day.
Cool.
I talked to the woman, who is head of the Think Track. She was very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
they're all really nice. That's
yeah,
just
everybody was really nice. But it was so weird. Like, everybody on the board, you know, who was talking, we talked about this earlier, they just look like soccer moms. It kind of freaked me out.
Right. And I think that's because you're used to seeing people
at the club.
At the club in the scenes, right.
Yeah, dressed up.
I mean, and all the staff party was them talking about what's going on. So they're not in there. They're wearing what they normally wear.
And it was weird. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the reason why I'm not crazy about Munches is it's like, dude, I just saw you 2 weeks ago up on the cross, you know, being flogged until there was, you know, welts all over your ass, like, and now you're, you know, going back to the salad bar for another round of, you know, fried shrimp or something.
Right.
You know, it's just weird.
It can be a little weird.
It's weird when the kink goes out of the kink. It just seems odd. Because otherwise you realize, I don't really have that much in common with any of these people.
Well, see, I'm kind of opposite of that. I like the fact of being able to hang out with people outside the con setting. That's why I loved New Year's this year, because we actually, for New Year's, went to a place called the famous pub here in Atlanta, because someone I knew was doing, he had to work, and he's a KJ, and he was doing karaoke there.
Okay.
And so we decided to go, and he was basically inviting everybody he could, I have to work anyway.
Uh-huh.
And his girlfriend, fiance, I think they're engaged, is the track director for Brit Track at Dragon Con.
Okay.
And then when we got there, her assistant from Dragon Con was there.
Wait, a bunch of the Need Coffee people were there.
No, not this one. No, that was the Jonathan Coltrane show.
Yeah, but I thought they were at this too.
No Need Coffee people.
Okay, I made that up.
Yes, you did.
Never mind.
It's the one of those. It's your anti-masturbatory illusions.
I have no idea what I'm saying.
That's right.
I don't even know exactly what
it's
I'm
like
doing
going
here.
Through. See, this is worse than going DTs out of heroin.
right.
Masturbation DTs.
Right. It's not pretty. It hurts. It hurts.
Or it doesn't hurt. That's the problem.
No, it's just very. Sensitive. Everything's really sensitive. That's all I'm going to say.
Especially since you're pierced down there.
You know, it just keeps rubbing.
Are you glad you don't have your motorcycle
God
anymore?
Damn it, the rubbing.
It sounds like the. Oh, it sounds like one of those people. And it's like the end of the, you know, like the end of the horror movie where the person ends up in the asylum and they're rocking back and forth.
Right.
Kind of like the end of The Craft where she's strapped to the bed saying, I can fly.
Yeah, it's me going, it keeps rubbing. It keeps rubbing. Like legs crossed.
In the corner of a padded room
with
the hug me jacket on rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And that's just to get herself off.
Yeah, exactly. The rubbing.
But no, it was, and just being able to do stuff outside of a convention, you know, seeing these people that you normally only see at a convention.
Right.
Again, right. Jonathan Coltrane show, seeing the Need Coffee people outside the convention, you know, thing. So.
Yeah.
I'm opposite of that, and maybe if I was deeper into the kink community, it may be a little strange, but.
Right. And I'm not really deep into it. It's just, you know, I've met a lot of people just having been out to a lot of different events. But I'm not a regular at any event or, you know what I mean?
Right.
But you just kind of tend to meet people.
And, of course, the sex at the club events happening while you're at up north.
That's fine.
Decadence.
Yeah, I think I figured out I had been to that once. I don't know. If I'm not getting laid, fuck it. You know,
the voyeur in me wants to.
Yeah.
But that's just me. But then again, Frolicon's coming up, and hopefully I can run into some of that myself.
Oh yeah, you'll totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Although she's planning on pimping me out at that con too.
I am so planning on pimping you out.
Because we have a new listener on the.
She's so cute from Baton Rouge.
She's extremely cute, yeah.
She's fucking adorable. She's a sub, right? Did I make that up? I looked at her profile, but I just kind of.
I don't know. I really don't pay attention to that portion of it as much. Although I should, especially if the person is.
Yeah, well, if they're expecting something that you're not, you know, right. necessarily gonna want to deliver. But she's fucking adorable.
Yeah, she is very cute.
I mean, she is so cute.
In fact, she was talking about needing a black and pinstripe hat, fedora, and it's like,
right.
I have one.
That's right.
She was like, yeah, that's hot, but I was more like, really I need help. One. Yeah, yeah. You're in Atlanta, and that really doesn't.
Thanks for the info, dude.
Yeah, but I did tell her where I got mine, which does help. Right. So, but I didn't know she actually got hers.
Yeah.
So
you should find out. You should be like, hey, I just wanted to double check. Did you get your hat? Oh, and by the way, I think you're kind of cute.
Jesus. Well, if she listens,
I think she'll know. Yeah. Somehow I think it'll get back to her.
Since she friended us
on
both, she friended both us on Twitter and the Kinky and the Geek Twitter.
Right.
Which is Twitter at Kinky and the Geek.
Right, right. And on FetLife.
Yes.
So, yeah. She's great.
And she is coming to Frolicon.
Kick-ass!
Yeah, I believe. I can't remember if that's one. I'm trying to remember if that was a might be going to or definitely going to, because I think she goes to Dragon Con, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, she had tweeted.
Right.
That she
she was coming to both.
Yeah.
That's right. That's when we first started talking to her, and she's like, but you don't even know us. And I was like, yeah, but you're a listener, and we're orange that way.
Yeah, fuck it. Seriously. I mean, like...
It's a listener with tits.
Yeah, in all honesty, we may...
you want to complete that?
I'm trying to think of any other listeners that we have that may go to Frolicon. I'm trying to get Phantom.
Well, yeah.
But he's not really a listener. He's really a participant.
Right.
See, okay, I have the secret crazy fucking fantasy that somebody's going to recognize our voice. You know, we're going to be out somewhere.
Right.
Somebody's going to be like, oh my God, you guys sound familiar. Are you... Where do I know your voice is from? And we'll be like, Kinky and the Geek Podcast. And they'll be like, oh my God, that's you. And we'll be like, oh my God, that's totally us. That's my fantasy. It's not really a good fantasy.
No, it's not. There's no naked.
I prefer
no
the sexling, fisting fantasies.
Yeah.
Regardless, it is a fantasy.
You're hoping that that fantasy will go into another fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, crossover. That's totally us. You want to go get in the sling and I'll fist you? say for example. Yeah.
Hence the t-shirts.
That should totally be a t-shirt.
What? I want to get no sex line.
Yeah.
I don't think I could wear that one.
No, I'll do it.
Yeah, you can have that one.
You have big man hands. I'm more likely to
get the hot
fisting action.
Yeah.
Yeah, hot fisting topping action.
And I'm not into having a fist crammed up my ass, so.
No, you're not really a fisting bottom.
Every time I've had something
ever happening.
Because the few times I have had something up my butt to try it out, all it made me feel like was I had to take a poop.
Yeah.
And just feel like I want to poop someone's hand out.
And it shouldn't be like that. It should be different.
Well,
it should be lovely.
It should
but everybody's physiology is different.
Right, so. Well, that's just me.
Yeah. Fair enough. There are things that I don't like that other girls like.
Right.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Like rubbing up nipples and kissing while watching, if their boyfriends are watching.
Yeah, no. That's annoying. Although, there is a girl that I really want to make out with right now. And I got permission to do it, too. Not like I need permission, necessarily.
Well, it's always good to know
but
that
I know that
you're
it's
with
it's okay.
Going to get pissed.
Yeah. So, there is somebody out there that I want to make out with, so.
Because one of the makeouts I got at the kissing I got at Frolicon, she made sure to ask before she kissed us. So
yeah.
And I mean us, she did kiss Aruka too. So
nice.
And Aruka needs a little more makeout time with women since she's
she's woefully
inadequate in the women's departments.
No, not inadequate, but
in other words, not another. No, she's had some initiation.
Uh huh.
I mean, we spent a New Year's Eve.
But it's not that any inadequacy on her part.
No. Inadequacy in the fact that there's other females for her to make out with.
Well, that would be more like an inequity. There's a better word for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. There are no females there making out with her.
Right.
So
there's been a woeful lack.
A woeful lack. A non-plethora.
Of the sapphic.
Sapphic loving. Yes. There's a non-plethora.
Life. Right.
Anti-plethora.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Anti-plethora. I like that one.
No, that's weird.
No, I like the way that is. Anti-plethora. I mean, we know what a plethora is. Anti-plethora would be...
But wouldn't that be like...
Well, they come together and destroy the universe.
A dark plethora. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking they merge.
I'm thinking matter, antimatter stuff from Star Trek. Yeah. You know, coming together to create power.
Or I was thinking dark matter, but yeah, I guess antimatter would be more... Oh, wow. Look where we went.
Yes, we took lesbian love and merged it with geek, which is what we do.
All right. Yeah. What the fuck were we talking about before this? I have no idea.
No, you had someone you wanted to make out with and had permission for.
Yeah. Yay. At Dragon Con, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So, you actually got some Twitter comments.
Oh, yes. And we're not going to... If you want to ask us questions on Twitter, we don't need a hashtag. You just say, hey, so-and-so.
Yeah, hey, dumbass.
Yeah, fuck nut.
And we know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yo, fuck nut. Which one? Which fuck nut do you need?
Right.
We got two.
Fuck nut in particular.
Yeah.
Well, usually the questions, you know, will reveal
who they are. Yeah. First one being from my favorite target, Miss Lee BC.
Yeah.
Look, if you don't follow Weekend Justice, they were doing a Ask Weekend Justice hashtag, and the running joke. Although I do it out of love. Basically
out of love and really just being fucking obnoxious.
That too.
Mostly, just that.
Being a jackass.
Yeah.
I like it, especially when. When your name can bring out both joy and sorrow at the same time.
Yeah, I like, there was one episode of Need Coffee where, I can't remember if I think it was Widge reading the question.
Yeah, oh, he always
reads
the question.
Oh, this is from Mighty Bill, and she went.
Oh no! Basically, it's like we have another question, and Lee was like, "Yay, it's from Mighty Bill." Oh fuck.
Yeah.
And,
I wonder what it's about.
Yes. And she asked, should I bring it up and just read it? Yeah.
I'll just read it. That'd be smart. Right, that'd be clever.
Oh, you would think. First one being from, so before the Kinky and the Geek podcast recording gets started, I have a question. Mighty Bill, how much and what are you drinking?
And the reason she asked is because you've been tweeting about drinking a lot lately.
Wouldn't you say a lot?
You've been bringing it up, yeah. Yeah, you've been like, today's the day where I need to go home and drink.
Because I had a shit-ass day.
Yeah.
And I think that's only been one day, though.
No, but
and then
you,
I did put up Gentleman Jack
Gentleman
equals
Jack,
good day.
Yeah.
The fact that they're following me now.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Gentleman
Excellent.
Jack follows me on Twitter.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're a celebrity.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm a big-time celebrity, for my boozing. Yeah, I do so much.
Right.
I don't even think, did I actually have a drink that night? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Gentleman Jack and Dr. Pepper throwback, which was actually rather tasty.
Oh, okay.
It was very good.
I can see that, yeah.
Well, honestly, I'm not drinking anything, because unfortunately we record either at
the shop
or at her house, and since I'm driving, and when I drive, I do not touch a drop.
Mm-hmm.
Actually she knows. We actually talked about that, Jonathan Coltrane. I don't. I got pulled over once.
Yeah.
I had been drinking, but this was like 4 in the morning, and I had stopped at midnight and had been dancing all night,
because
we had gone to the Masquerade, because Masquerade used to do Fetish Night.
Right.
Which was the industrial and the hard techno and stuff like that.
Yeah, the hard.
The hard, yes.
the industrial and the
we
hard.
We would do stuff like that. And so I was pretty much sober, and unfortunately my car... I have a tendency to drive really old pieces of shit, and I was driving this old Malibu wagon, and it pulled really bad to the left, so I would overcome.
So
I'd weave a little bit, and I got nailed by Lawrenceville on 316.
Oh, shit.
And he had me come out, and he had me do the whole touch your nose type thing. Then he had made me blow the breathalyzer, took a look at it, got this really disappointed look on his face, and said, "Here you are, Mr. Price. Drunk. Here you go, Mr. Price." As he hands me back my ID.
Yeah.
After that little scare, it was like, I don't really, so...
Right.
I'm either DD or someone else is going to drive, or like going to Dragon Con and getting shit faced because I can walk back to my, I can walk back to my room.
Right.
So, which was really cool because literally our room was like, you got off the elevator and there was the room.
Excellent. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're crawling, that's handy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I haven't been crawling drunk in a while.
Yeah. I know. It's been a while for me too. Yeah. Well, no, it hasn't. It was, a couple months ago. It was after I broke up with my ex. I was just having a terrible time. That was when I yacked in my mom's sink. And then came up and yacked in my driveway. Yeah. Real proud of that.
I'm trying to think one of my worst... I think one of my worst drunks was at Chattacon, I think it was. Can't remember. Either Liberty Con or Chattacon. They tend to blend because it's almost like the same con but put on by different people.
Okay.
We had gone and got... This is also where I learned that Tennessee's got a weird liquor law thing.
Okay.
Where you can only buy alcohol in a liquor store.
Okay.
And you can't buy... You can't buy mixers.
Store or something like that?
Well, no. It's like you can't buy mixers. You can't buy ice at a liquor store.
Okay.
All they sell is beer and wine and liquor.
Okay.
But we had decided to go get some alcohol, get ourselves nice and lubed.
alcohol and lube.
No, not just lube. The alcohol that
because
would
that
lube
sounds
us.
Hot. Get drunk and lubed up.
Yeah, no.
Yummy.
No. I wasn't into lube wrestling back then.
Oh, I see.
I wasn't in fighting weight back then.
Yeah,
again, I'm not in fighting weight now.
I do have that big thing of J-Lube.
Yes, you
do. We can mix up 5 gallons right now. Oh, I'm just saying.
Oh, well, who am I going to wrestle?
I'll wrestle with you.
Yeah, but then you'll get all turned on and then...
Yeah.
You all the rubbing. The rubbing. The rubbing.
The rubbing. Yeah, okay, never mind.
You really want to go there.
Shut up.
Well, I bought myself a bottle of Aftershock.
Oh, okay.
And if no one knows what Aftershock is, I really wish they didn't make it. But there was
they don't make it anymore?
I can't find it. At least I can't find it anymore.
Wow, that was so good.
Yeah. There was a secret to Aftershock that not everybody knew. That it was bottled at like 70, 80 proof. But...
The crystals
in the bottom, because it would actually form sugar crystals. The more crystals there were, the stronger the alcohol was.
Right, because
so you could get a bottle, and it could be anywhere between 70 and 100 proof.
Right, right.
And you wouldn't know.
Yeah, and you looked for the bottles with the big crystals. Yeah.
I didn't know that at the point, I don't think. I can't remember.
Well, I mean, it was delicious regardless.
Right.
It was basically
a cinnamon liqueur. It was
with a minty aftertaste.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you drink it and you get the cinnamon first off, and then you breathe in real fast, and it was cool and minty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but yeah. And I had pretty much finished the majority of that bottle. And then one of my friends got 99 bananas, which is a 99 proof banana.
That shit is nasty.
Well, we got chocolate milk and something else too.
Oh, you mixed it with chocolate milk?
Yeah.
That might be good.
Chocolate bananas, yeah. It was
good.
Actually rather...
I've actually got banana mudslide in there.
And where?
And I'm pointing towards the kitchen through my closet.
Oh, okay. I was like, all I see are clothes and then your closet.
In that general direction.
Somewhere in the house. You must find it in
right
the amazing
there.
Drunk race.
Yeah.
So we pretty much started hitting that hard. And then... a friend was throwing, one of Lex's friends throws these invite-only type parties, and he was doing a cigar and martini party. So, considering I had almost an entire bottle of Aftershock in me already, at least two drinks using the 99 bananas, and two chocolate martinis.
And it's all sweet, nasty shit, too. You're kind of begging to get sick.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But see, I'm the kind of wuss that doesn't like to taste the alcohol. I've gotten better.
Gentleman Jack.
But see, yeah, I've gotten better over the years.
Yeah. See, I have, like, no tolerance for the sweet shit. It's gross to me.
I've got a huge sweet tooth, though.
I do, too. I love candy, love ice cream, but I want scotch or beer or, you know what I mean? My booze, I don't like it when it's sweet.
I tend to drink, if I'm going to do mixed drinks, especially if I'm going to be drinking a lot, mm-hmm. I tend to go with something where I can't taste the alcohol, mm-hmm. unless I'm trying to make sure I don't drink too much.
Yeah.
Then I might make it a little heavier on the... and this is the sad part is I'm being rather smooth. I'm actually chatting up a chick. She's wanting me to make sure to come down to the dance that night. And I was like,
you think you're being smooth. What you're actually doing is speaking Klingon to her.
No. This was doing pretty good because she was digging me and I was digging her. And me and Lex are sitting outside the room going, hey man, I'm feeling pretty. As I make a dash to the party bathroom.
Oh, nice.
To eject everything I had been drinking.
Gross. Yeah, that'll kill a mood.
Yeah. To the point where I was heaving so much, I was feeling pretty bad. And I had stopped heaving, but I knew I wasn't good enough to get up and walk away. So in my drunk mind, I thought, oh, the best thing I could do, because someone else might want to use the toilet, is roll my ass underneath the sink.
It's funny how these things make so much sense at the time.
It did. Oh, it felt good too, though. Nice cold bathroom floor. Right. You're out of the way. If someone needs to use the restroom, I had my back to them.
Me.
Yeah, I had my back to them. I was pretty much passed out. And people would come in and make sure I was okay. Oh, okay, I'm just laying here. Oh, man, just.
Yeah.
And then finally, Lex's friend had to come up to him and said, dude, this is, you know, we just have this room for the party.
Right.
We have to, you know,
move
you on.
You need to leave now.
Yeah. So when it did, Lex got me up and with the help of one of the security guards, of the con security guards, got me up to going up to the room and I'm in the elevator. And I'm fairly lucid. I can remember this stuff. And that's the thing, is no matter how drunk I have ever gotten, and I've gotten pretty rip-roared, I remembered everything that went on. I'm not a blackout
mostly,
drunk.
Yeah, I don't tend to blackout.
So I remember stuff I said, especially considering being in a drunken haze, and this guy's talking about his girlfriend, and I looked at him and said, I thought you were gay.
Nice. All sense of decorum goes straight out the window.
So I'm sitting there, and the guy, they're holding me up, and I look over at the security guard, and, you know, I'm sorry I'm this way. I'm really am sorry. And he goes, oh, don't worry about it. I was like this last night.
Yeah, nice. Sweet.
So I got back to the room, passed out for a little bit, got up about 3 in the morning, and went back out to see what was going on.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
But then again, when you're in your mid-20s, you can do shit like that.
I think the most drunk I ever got, like, in a group situation like that, like a party situation, was at a gathering, a pagan gathering, where my ex-boyfriend and I, we had been together for 7 years, and we just split up. And for some unknown reason, we decided, hey, we just broke up, let's go camping together. That'll be awesome. We can live in a tent together, because that's what people do when they really like to spend a lot of time with each other. And so we get to this gathering, and my friend is there. And he had tried to get it on with me and my friend at the same time.
Right.
It was just a weird, uncomfortable situation, and she was just totally put off by the whole thing. And she was actually kind of my first girl that I had been interested in. And shut up. Weird thing. So basically, the night ended with me drinking 2 bottles of my mom's homemade wine, which is higher alcohol than regular wine, crawling around in the woods, crying and vomiting.
Crying and vomiting. That's gonna
suck. And vomiting.
Suck.
And just wailing, right? And he's just chasing me around. He's like, you know, people can hear you. So he's trying to get me to shut up. And so that was my...
Right.
My good public drunk experience.
I've actually gotten to the point where I get like one every two and a half years. I have one really bad night.
Yeah, you just need to.
And
yeah.
It resets my body.
Right, you need to remember why you don't drink that much. Yeah.
Well, no, I actually, my body will start warning me. This actually happened before there was a Frolicon, before there was a Phantasm. There was a magazine called Contour.
Okay.
Which was basically, I want to say, Phantasm came from Contour, which was basically like a fanzine for the adult congoer that, you know, actually got laid.
Okay.
And I went to their launch party because Lex was friends with one of the people involved in it.
Okay.
And they had, basically, they had an open bar, and they had a list of the different specialty shots they were doing. And at that point, we decided to try them all.
That's always a good plan.
Yeah, at one point during the night, I'm going up there, and this one guy's like, "Hey, will you get me blank when you go and get yours?" I'm like, "Okay, sure." So I'm standing there, and I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, my stomach goes, "Bleh!" Which I think is stomach, in stomach, that translates as you put any more alcohol in it, it will stain, the concrete outside.
Right.
So that was when I learned to listen to my body, and that's when I got out of line and went up to the guy and said, "Dude, you need to get your own. I'm done for the night."
Right.
He was like, "Okay," and then went and got his drink. So,
But, you know, I say, I had said that that was my one good public drunk story, but that time that I was just talking about where I yacked in my mom's sink.
Yeah.
Also, sitting around the fire, it was my sister's birthday party. And all of her friends are there, my parents are there, and I don't remember if my aunt and uncle had left at that point. And somebody said something about transsexuals, and I just started going off on how much I like boys in panties. And my sister's friends were just kind of like looking at each other, and I was so loaded. Mom was like, "You need to shut up. You should probably just not talk about that anymore." And I just start going on and on and on about it. So,
right?
Yeah.
There's some.
I get really huggy and really, "I love you" when I'm drunk. Yeah,
I've actually grabbed a couple of girls' asses drunk out of my mind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Did that coming out of a club we used to love. It's no longer around, Club Velvet.
Okay.
And walking out with a bunch of people, and as we pass this one girl, just grab her, pinch her on the ass, and keep walking.
How did that go for you?
I just kept walking, so if anything happened.
Did she say anything, or you didn't hear?
I just kept walking. Okay. And she might have said something, you know, someone might have gotten mad. I don't know. We were on our way out the door.
Coward.
So, and then just, I said something, like, got outside, and something like, I just pinched that girl, some girl's ass.
It seemed like the thing to do
at the time.
Yeah,
the girl that was with us, there was a girl that happened to be with us that got all in today. "Oh, really?" And she grabs my ass. "Oh, how do you like it?" And I was pretty much like, too bad. You want to do it again?
Here, shall I bend over?
Yeah, so.
Give you a better access?
Yeah, see, guys aren't really.
Yeah.
Yeah, if a girl comes up and grabs a guy's ass.
Score!
Yeah, you brag about it the next day.
Yeah.
Or you're like, hey, come here.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't really come up for me, you know, being mostly sub boys that I tend to hang out with. It's not like anyone's real grabby without my permission.
Right.
To start with, yeah.
Although it was kind of funny, one of the webcomics I read, they've had this one little storyline going on where they have two of the minor characters are talking, and they just found out that basically a couple of the guys decide they're all going to grow beards, even the gay guy that's hanging out with them. And one guy is balking at the idea because he's saying that, I can't because of dress code, because he works for it's the Geek Squad, but in another name.
Okay.
And so he does show up, like, he shows up once like this, saying that he did try, and when he pulls it away, he's got two dicks on the side of it, because that's how his hair grows in. He can't grow a beard, just these dicks show up on his face.
Okay.
And him and the gay guy, later on, him and the gay guy are talking, he's talking about the, oh, you shaved off your dicks. And he's like, ah. And he's like, it was one girl that he happens to like.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, I can't talk to her. You might get rejected. It's scientifically proven. You know, if you say something that if you like them, you'll scientifically get shot down.
Uh-huh.
And the gay guy's like, really? Because when a gay guy tells another guy he likes them, they just both end up getting laid.
And he's like... Oh, gay men have the right idea.
Yeah. And he's like, straight women and gay men and straight women are masters of the sexual universe. Straight guys are just masters of all the boring shit.
Masturbators.
Yeah. it's the old running joke that, you know, when there's a date, a woman knows she's going to get laid. A guy hopes that he's going to get laid.
Yeah.
That's why the woman's in the nice underwear or the frilly, you know, nice frilly underwear, and the guy's wearing the holy boxers. Because, you know, you never know. Especially if you hope too much or prepare too much, that's usually when you won't get laid.
Right. Well, it's when you're not. I mean, it helps to be prepared, though.
Yeah, but it's usually when you are prepared. That's usually when the sex doesn't come. It's when you're in your holy underwear and maybe not completely shaven. And that's usually when it's like, hey, you want to get laid? No, because I'm not looking my best.
We're at an hour.
Okay.
So, will you read Rox's?
Oh, yes, and we don't want to leave Rox out.
No, we love Rox.
Yes, my phone turned off.
Seems like we were going to talk about some apps. We didn't have anything overly cool. We'll do apps again next week.
Hers was, better yet, Mighty Bill, do you get kinky or geeky before a podcast?
He used to get kinky until Kinky met Phantom.
And that was usually after the podcast.
Right. But just to be fair.
Yes. No, before a podcast, I tend to get full and sleepy.
Yeah, we tend to go and eat.
Yeah, we usually have dinner because I'm coming straight off work.
Well, I usually am too. So.
Yeah, so we go and we hit the foodage and then we
talk tonight was Mexican. It was delicious.
Yes. And Alicia will pay for it when I get home.
Gross. We should have stopped off at a drugstore so you could get some meds.
Nah, I'll be okay.
For that.
Although I did have...
I may have some here, actually. I'll send you home with the
tab. No, usually when it will kick in, she'll be long gone.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, it usually will be in the morning, so...
Okay.
It's that thing, yeah. Because it usually takes a little while to digest.
Yeah, delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, delayed.
The people at work might hate me, but...
Yeah, gross. Gross. Awesome.
Yes. And here's the obligatory talking about my bodily function.
So we did get geeky, though. We were sitting there talking about movies at the restaurant, so this time you got geeky beforehand.
Yes, we did get geeky.
We were geeky. Actually, there were two guys at the table sitting kind of like over your shoulder. They were kind of listening to our conversation. You could kind of tell by their body language. I thought about giving them flyers, but I was just in the mood to get home and
record. Yeah, because I've kind of decided. I know one thing we talked about was I'm going to try to watch some of the 10 the best pictures this year, because they are doing 10 this year.
Right.
In fact, I can bring this up real quick. Because that's the thing, and I think that's what I hate about the Oscars is 9 times out of 10 they're smaller movies that no one really sees.
Right.
They all tend to be dramas, heavy dramas.
Yeah.
And I think Lord of the Rings just kind of got lucky that one time. So I don't know. It's maybe that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to give it a fair shot. But this year I want to actually have some knowledge of the movies going in. Because 9 times out of 10, I've only really seen like the stuff that wins the technical stuff.
See, I don't get into the award shows. I don't get into the Oscars, the Grammys, the MTV Music Awards. I couldn't give a fuck. I'm just so out of touch with pop culture.
Right. But I think it'll be kind of interesting. Well, there are a lot of them are movies I want to see anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, this is the 10, and it's kind of interesting that they're going back to a list of 10. It's Avatar.
Avatar, okay, I saw that last week, and I probably should have said something about it. Yeah, the story's been overdone, but come on, seriously, like, you know. If you were sitting there focusing on the story, you missed the fucking point of the beautiful, beautiful effects. Gorgeous trees, I mean, it was a beautiful movie. The palette, the color palette was gorgeous. I mean, it was just like a stunning, stunningly visual film.
Shit in a Pretty Box is still shit.
No, I didn't find it so distasteful that it took away from the beauty of the film.
Right.
It was a pretty good story.
That's the thing I've heard a lot. The best description came from one of the guys on Unique Geek, calling it was the prettiest 3-hour cliche he's ever seen.
Yeah, it was cliche, but you know, honestly, I mean, I sit through all kinds of movies that are totally cliche.
Right.
You know, and it's just, it depends on how it's told and how it's presented.
Right, but if you can come up with a list of movies that it seems like it's a direct ripoff. I mean, cliche. The ideas for movies, there are only so many.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, you're going to see the reoccurring themes.
Right.
It's what you do with those themes.
Right.
But if it's something to where you can go, well, it's this. No, wait. No, it's this. It's this, and you can find other movies. Now, I think when it comes, I haven't seen it, so I can't say anything.
Well, we'll take one of your movies, Boondock Saints, which I watched.
Right.
Bad guys come into the neighborhood. They get pissed off. They kick ass. Right. I mean, how many different ways can that be written?
Right, but I think if you didn't. I enjoyed it because it seemed like it was a different take on something like a Death Wish.
Well, in Avatar was a different take. I mean, there were things that were different about it. My thing is, I absolutely fucking love trees. I have a thing about trees.
Right.
I go and I take pictures of trees. I like being around trees. And there were beautiful trees in the movie.
I think Avatar's is going to be a throwaway movie.
Mm-hmm.
But what it did production-wise is going to be its imprint.
Yeah.
The movie itself will probably be forgotten in the course of it, but at least what it brought to the art of making movies will be its legacy.
I don't know. I think people will know it because there are people who don't look at the story with a super critical eye, and I'm you know, obviously one of those people. And there are people who can see it for how insanely beautiful it was and will remember it and want to go see it. I watch movies because they're pretty. I have done that several times. Mirror Mask is a great example of that. It's a beautiful movie, and it's...
Oh, I thought the story was great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it inspires me. The beauty of the movie inspires me. You know what I mean? So it just depends on what you're looking for.
Well, even the people, like I said, I haven't seen it, but the people that I know that have seen it and have said it have not taken away from the fact it was a visually stunning movie.
Right.
But it does come down to where you want a storyline too. If you want to do something like that, you could go see a great IMAX movie on like the rainforest. Or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been different. I mean, it go see it. And honestly, if you get a chance, see it, and then let me know what you think, because I'm kind of curious. Because, yeah, I heard all those bad reviews, and I went into it with a bad attitude. And I left very pleased having gone and seen it. And the reason why I saw it was because my roommate really wanted to.
Right.
And I was very happy that I had.
Okay.
Because I felt like, you know, it was a beautiful movie, and I don't feel like I wasted my money at all.
Let's see. And then there's The Blind Side, which is the Sandra Bullock movie, which seems to be your normal Oscar contender type thing. District 9, which I was really surprised. I know one of the things I've talked about is that science fiction is supposed to get thrown in. That's what one of the reasons why they're doing this, to give a broader appeal.
Okay.
And it, from what I've seen, again, I haven't seen any of these. This is why I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I see them. And, from what I've heard about District 9 is it's one of those movies where it takes the CG also to a different level, because they're basically put in the CG aliens and put them into the point where it's almost like, where'd they find these aliens and how did they get them to act so well in this movie?
Okay.
Type thing. An Education, which is the obligatory English film. Looks rather interesting because of the storyline, if I remember right, is a 16-year-old English girl gets involved with an older man.
Oh, nice.
As part of an education. Hurt Locker, which everybody is saying that's supposed to be the hands-on favorite.
Okay.
Which is the Iraqi war film about the bomb disposal team. Inglourious Basterds. Tarantino.
Right. Yeah. You know. Enough said.
Here we go. Cliche type movies, and this is definitely with Oscar, was Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, which is actually the entire title of the movie.
Okay.
It's teenage black girl living in Harlem, has a baby already, pregnant again by her dad who rapes her, illiterate and trying to better herself.
That sounds like another
rocking feel good movie.
Just shoot me.
A Serious Man, which I haven't heard anything about, but it's the Coen brothers.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that coming out, and I was like, wow, really? They do serious or more dramatic stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they've done a few. Blood Simple was kind of serious, although it was kind of a dark comedy. Fargo had a dark. It was kind of. I mean, it was funny, but. Yeah. It had kind of a serious tone.
Yeah.
There's another one with.
See, I think Big Lebowski and Raising Arizona. Two of my favorites.
I think they do both. I think that's the interesting thing. Yeah. Is they do have their serious moments.
Yeah.
But they're also very, very interesting filmmakers. They do have a. You can definitely look at a Coen film.
They've got a twist.
Yeah, you can actually look at a Coen film and go, yeah, that's
right.
The Coen brothers.
Right.
But I loved Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah. That was good.
I mean, that was really good.
And Big Lebowski is in my top five.
Right.
Easily.
Oh, I haven't seen.
No, what?
Yes,
seriously?
That's one I haven't seen.
I'll send you home with a DVD.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's such a fucking good. Oh, the Dude Abides.
Up is up for Best Oscar.
That was with the balloons.
Yeah, that's the Pixar movie.
Okay.
It's also up for Best Animated Film.
Okay.
It's kind of nice to see an animated film up for Best Oscar, because I'm sorry, just because it's animated doesn't mean it's not a compelling story.
Right.
And from what I've heard, the first 5 minutes will have you crying like a baby.
Because it
basically, you know, it's about an old man who ties balloons to his house to go on an adventure because he's at the end of his life and stuff. They set up his life.
Oh.
You find out why he's alone.
Oh.
So. And then there's Up in the Air, which is the George Clooney movie that looked like it rather interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, most of the times when I see movies, it's the stuff like Achievements of Cinematography, because Harry Potter's in that.
See, those are the kinds of movies that I like. If they're pretty, if they've got an interesting color palette, if they've got something visual to offer, that's what I go. But that may be kind of, you know, being kind of a visually oriented person anyways, as far as art and things.
Right. And then, sound has got, like, Star Trek. You know, because Star Trek is actually up for several of the technical awards.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad, because I thought Star Trek was such a good movie overall.
I've heard that, and I still haven't seen it. I need to.
But I think the sad thing is like comic book movies and sci-fi movies tend to get a bad rap because of the genre.
Right.
I think that was the thing, like Dark Knight. I personally think should have been up for an Oscar last year. Mm-hmm. Because if you strip away the man in the bat costume... Uh-huh. And the freak and the clown makeup, you've got a really compelling good guy versus bad guy story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a madman terrorizing a city with the good guy not being quite squeaky clean like you want your good guys to be.
Well, it could be, like you're saying, I mean, it's people will always see it as a comic and therefore not serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though I think Dark Knight was probably an extremely well-written movie. just on the sheer fact of taking the story where it did.
Well, I don't think they were hurting for not having won awards. I think they did fine with all the money they made.
Yeah, and that seems...
I think they were probably pretty happy.
That tends to be the way the Oscar seems to go anyway. Mm-hmm. If you make a boatload of cash...
Right,
They're not going to worry about you as much.
Right.
Which I have a feeling that's probably... You won't see Cameron get... Because he's up for Best Director. You probably won't see Avatar...
Right,
They'll probably win the technical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's up for, and yeah, it won't get. Not. Yeah, it won't get. He won't. You won't. Cameron won't get director. They won't get Best Picture because they figure he's got a boatload of cash. Why does he care?
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we need to wrap up.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it is 1:15.
Well, just a little over what we normally do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we just haven't experienced Podbean yet, and whether it'll cut us off at 1:09.
Well, even when the whole GCast thing, we were at 1:20 when it cut us off. So,
oh, were we?
Yeah, we were deep into it. I thought it was
1:09. Okay. Well, anyways, is there anything else you wanted to?
That I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yay, boobies!
Yay, boobies! Yeah, next week we're going to be recording. I will be. Don't say the H word. I will be in Maryland with Phantom, and we are going to get you guys on Skype, you and Aruka, and we're going to record.
Yep.
So the Fabulous Foursome is at it again.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
And hopefully we've got some ideas for a couple of casts soon.
Yeah.
So,
keep listening. It'll get better. We promise.
Oh, this was a very strong one.
I know.
Best episode ever.
It is absolutely... Yeah, this is totally the best episode ever.
Yeah. And then the one where we just have one big giant orgy. That will be the best episode ever.
Right.
Live from the masturbation party at Frolicon.
Actually, at this past episode that I've been trying to edit today is, you're totally going to love this episode, I swear, or something like that. I came up with something. I don't know.
So
I'm a clever, clever girl.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. All right. Well, that's it. And, yes. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, you can reach us at kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
And at Twitter, Kinky and the Geek.
Also, MySpace under Kinky and the Geek.
We also have FetLife now, Kinky and the Geek.
And kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
You can reach us individually at mightybill.multiply.com. Also, MightyBill on FetLife. Mighty Bill, one word, on Twitter, and my Gmail at mytbill.bill@gmail.com.
And you can find me at fleshvine.com. You can find me on FetLife under Fleshvine, Fleshvine on Twitter, and fleshvine@gmail.com.
You can also reach our wonderful web slave, follow her on Twitter, Aruka_UUL, at RIUKA_YUYWELL.
And also follow the fabulous Phantom V48, the editor for Chuck vs. Mel, and also my editing mentor. You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.